It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
Back as we continue the conversation on WGNS AM-FM, online at WGNSradio.com, and you can also head to our website and listen back to any of the interviews you may have missed from Rutherford Issues, The Truman Show, and Action Line. And one of the interviews that will be on a bit later today is the one we're having here with Janie Becker and Rebecca Norman, talking about Rutherford County Farmers Market. And I got to thinking, Janie, that, well, look, we're in the middle of fall. It's cool. So what is there to talk about with farmers market? That's what you're going to answer, isn't
it? Absolutely. So we have some exciting news this year. We have a new extended season. We saw that there was a need for a market for producers to sell goods that are still good after frost. So like all of your green vegetables, a lot of cold crops like broccoli and cauliflower, those sort of thing, and mustard greens. Your winter squash and sweet potatoes, and then the folks that come to the farmers market aren't all just produce vendors. They also do breads and sweets and canned goods and honey, so and also some meat products. So all sorts of things are still coming in, and we're trying to provide them an outlet to reach their customers.
Rebecca, I know that last week the National Weather Service for a couple of days in a row issued these freeze warnings and said cover sensitive plants and things of that nature. So how do crops grow when it's cold like that?
Good question. Well, we've got more and more growers that are really utilizing research-based information. And so they're growing vegetables under plastic, and that really extends the season.
Oh, wow. I guess because we made the mistake of covering something one time and then not taking it off, and that afternoon it was gone because
the greenhouse effect of yes. on a small scale.
We had roasted potatoes instead of just potatoes, I guess, right. Or something. I'm not sure what it was in the garden, but so that's how they extend the season, I guess, Jane.
Right. Well, and some plants are adapted to grow in colder weather than others, and some are dependent on the light changes, as the season, as fall comes in, mm-hmm. they just stop producing so much. So some can handle some frost even without cover, and then we can extend it even further, possibly more into December, into the first of the year with those row covers. And some of them are getting really savvy and having greenhouses and such, so we're about to have more options in local foods.
And I guess a greenhouse kind of keeps you year round.
Somewhat. There are production challenges with keeping something year-round. You might change and rotate crops in and out of the mm-hmm. greenhouse. But this year, this fall, we'll have beautiful holiday kind of plants like poinsettias and the amaryllis, the paper whites. And mm-hmm. so several of our growers that grew the typical flowers we think of in the summertime.
Bedding plants.
Yes,
and mums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they have shifted gears now for holidays coming up. So we'll have all sorts of beautiful plants there, too.
So when someone actually sets out, they probably plan out from this month to this month, we're going to have this crop planted, and from this month to that month. And it can be a year-round operation. You just rotate through what crops, because eventually it's grown.
Right. I'll get a call from a vendor in July saying, I can't come in today, or June even. I can't come in today. My mums are coming. And you don't normally think of chrysanthemums growing in June, but they got to start somewhere. So
yeah. So this is a first time ever, though, right?
The extended season is the first time. We've talked about all the reasons for having it, and we are going to be open on Sunday, starting this Sunday, November 6th, up until the Sunday before Christmas, December 18th, and we'll be open from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons.
Was there really a desire by some of the vendors? How did this idea come about to actually having an extended season now?
Well, a combination. Every year when the market shuts down at the end of October, those first couple of market days in November, there is a constant stream of folks coming by, trying the doors, all shucksing and being really disappointed that it's over. So we knew we had a demand in that area. And then I've gotten several questions in the last couple of years about, we've still got good stuff. The frost haven't hit us. Where are we going to sell it? So we're demands on both sides.
So shifting to Sunday is kind of different as well for you. Right. How did you decide on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, it's a nice leisurely time for a lot of families, and a lot of folks are off on Sundays. We've had the Tuesday Friday schedule, which misses so many working folks for years and years, and we thought we'd give a shot to everybody to come out. So,
well, during the week, I try not to see 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. the way it's been here recently, or any time before the sun is up, or at least several hours after the sun comes up. So, I can see that point there. So, is this kind of just a trial to see how Sunday afternoons work out?
It is. You never know till you give it a shot.
Yeah.
It also allows us to do some neat things. We're going to have a few different musical acts during the farmer's market extended season. One to put on the calendar would be November 27th. After Thanksgiving, we'll have local buck dancer Tom Maupin and Daniel Rothwell, his grandson, a renowned banjo player at the market. So we're working with MTSU's music department and getting some folks over to make it a little bit more festive of an environment that some people aren't up for that at 6 in the morning. So
yeah, that's very true.
We keep it a little more quiet during the weekly market.
So maybe a little Christmas banjo music, Rebecca. How about that?
Maybe so. It sounds good to me. I'm excited about it. Jane and I were laughing that, wow, she'll get to open a farmer's market in the daylight hours.
How
novel.
She's
used to opening that building at 4 a.m., so in the dark. So she'll get to do it without turning all the lights on.
Well, how about that? What in the world goes on at 4 a.m.? Why do you get there so early?
Very little. I do have somebody waiting on me almost every day, a vendor waiting
Is
to set
right?
up. Yeah. But I'm gonna take a hiatus from that and try and market at a different time. We have something exciting coming up this Sunday. Is Five Senses, the local Southern gourmet restaurant, is kind of how I think of them. They'll be at the market doing some demonstrations showing folks how to use some of these in-season vegetables. Some maybe they're not familiar with using acorn squash or spaghetti squash or some of the root vegetables, turnips, and they'll do something incredibly delicious for sure and hand out samples. And there'll also be a drawing for a chance to win a dinner for two worth $75
wow.
at Five Senses. So,
how about that?
Yes, very exciting.
Spaghetti squash is very interesting. I haven't figured out quite what the key is, so and I like it okay,
uh-huh.
so I have to come out and see what's going on with that.
That is one of the neat things about it, because it's going to give people an opportunity to explore some vegetables that maybe they've never tried before,
mm-hmm.
and be good for them, health-wise, and then fun, too, to try mm-hmm. some different things.
Mm-hmm. I just can't wait to see maybe you out there buck dancing, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have to come out just for that. Talking to Janie Becker and Rebecca Norman about the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Extended season starts this Sunday, 2 until 5, each Sunday afternoon. And this is going on through Christmas, you say, right?
Up until Christmas falls on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and the last market will be on the 18th, a week prior to Christmas.
Okay. So. Now, going... What we've mentioned, the plants and things of that nature, you know, and the poinsettias and things like that. But will there be any gift ideas possible to be had there?
There will be. Some vendors will be that are producing goods, normal goods for the farmers market, also do woodworking. They do other things that support their operations. I've talked to some that might have some crocheted items. One that was thinking about coming does some artwork out of some of her quail eggs. So other things that help them stay at the farm and support their livelihood, they'll be able to come for this extended season.
Is that what this farmers market is all about, just to give farmers an opportunity to sell what they produce?
Absolutely. To make the most off of their farms. And in mm-hmm. order to do that, you need to have as few middlemen as possible. And so direct marketing to their customers is the way for them to get the most from their
sure.
from their hard work.
And it provides the customers an opportunity to buy things straight from the producer.
Mm-hmm.
At these markets, that producer is going to be able to tell them exactly how that plant was planted, what variety it is. Mm-hmm. At markets such as this, they can sell and they can grow and then sell products that you cannot ever buy at a regular store, because maybe it's a variety that's particularly tasty, but it's too tender for mass production. It would never stand up. It'd get bruised or whatever. So then the people here in Rutherford County have access to things they wouldn't have access to any other place.
Wow, I didn't think
that.
So
they're really too delicious to be marketed.
Exactly, that's exactly right. And too tender. So
that's a good way to think of it. You know, you can always buy the best tomatoes at a farmer's market.
That is right.
You know, just because they're grown around here, I could see that being one, because mm-hmm. a lot of times you look at the ones in the grocery store and mm-hmm. they are a bit tougher skinned mm-hmm. and things like that. So,
and these vendors can say, okay, this particular lettuce is a little spicy, this one's sweeter, this one's milder, and that's how specific these vendors are. They know what they're growing. They'll let you taste it sometimes, mm-hmm. and so it's really amazing the difference in the varieties mm-hmm. of a common vegetable that we would never know in just a big chain store.
These farmers love what they do, or they wouldn't be doing
sure.
it. So they're really the ones you want to pick their brains about how to prepare spaghetti squash, or how to prepare some unique onion, or we have fresh ginger at the market. You've got to really want to diversify and have some neat products. We have some families that will grow lemongrass and all kinds of unique things that you're just not going to find at the supermarket. So
this is this extended season is going to be really neat, and the opportunity to maybe find some gifts, gift ideas, and things of that nature. So 2 until 5 every Sunday, starting this Sunday through the 18th, you said, December 18th. And so hope folks will get out there. You know, I'm excited about the woodwork items, you know, and crocheting and those type mm-hmm. of things, mm-hmm. As long as I don't have to do it, let someone else do it and mm-hmm. buy that for them. One thing, a couple of additional things that we want to talk about. First of all, next year, with the Tuesday Friday farmers market being over now, you look ahead to next year. Any changes on the way, do you think? Do you know at this point?
We've talked about it some. We will open up again in the middle of May, second Friday in May, as usual. We have decided to change our long-standing hours from 6 to 11 a.m., bump them up an hour to go from 7 a.m. to noon, give you a little extra sleep. Those folks that might always try to get there on their lunch hour but are just a little bit short, they'll have some more time to go pick up some produce and get it back home.
I think this is all about you getting an extra hour of sleep.
I will not complain. I am pretty excited about it. My vendors are not complaining either. So
instead of 4 a.m., I guess it's 5 a.m.
It's 5,
so
yeah.
New waking hours.
Laugh of luxury.
Yeah, really. So that will be neat. I think being able to get there on the lunch hour, or maybe take out a little early and get there, will be a big help for folks. So next year, look for the new hours from 7 until 12. Also, you mentioned to me a moment ago about a USDA grant that is going to allow you to do some really neat things next year, too.
We are very excited and very grateful. We applied jointly with MTSU's Agribusiness Agriscience Department. We applied for a grant to allow us to accept EBT, which are the new form of food stamps, electronic banking transfer, I believe. Allow us to accept EBT cards, debit, and credit cards. So it will also function as an ATM for all you folks that just run out of cash and have to leave the market. There's no excuses for that anymore.
That's going to be everything is electronic now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't carry around a lot of cash, so they have to make a special trip to the bank. You know, that just cuts out one extra step.
We've seen a real need for this and from all ends, from folks that say, I would like to come out to the market, but I really purchase all my foods with EBT, and I just can't. I don't have the money to spend cash there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the folks that say, I've used all my cash, I'm going to have to go get an ATM, and I just may not be back. So this should help the market, both the customers and the vendors, in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And the grant will also allow us to provide some transportation for folks from downtown Murfreesboro, from various communities that will set up designated spots. We'll have a heavy promotion campaign and pick up folks a couple times during the market days. So it'll open up a lot of fronts for us.
So it's going to be a busy January to May for you, just to plan all this out, I guess.
There's not going to be any slacking during the winter this year. So.
You know what I think is and maybe I'm wrong about this, but just from the outside looking in, the problem is, how do you get the money from the EBT to the farmers? And I guess this whole process is streamlined now with this grant. This is what allows you to do that.
Right. It will work on a token system. So you won't be issued cash. You'll have a wooden token that acts as money, and then the farmer will be reimbursed. So it takes a lot of intricate planning and training for our vendors and customers, but we think it'll be worthwhile for everyone.
Very, very neat. Rebecca, do you have anything you want to close up with?
Just mention that's one of the things that I think is so exciting about this partnership with MTSU. Of course, Janie and I work with University of Tennessee Extension and Tennessee State University Extension and Rutherford County, and those organizations are what were part of the forming of the farmers market, and now to partner with MTSU, and they can help with some of the administrative details of this sort of a grant that we couldn't do by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So this partnership is enabling us to do this that we never were able to do before.
It's very exciting, yeah, and we're grateful for all parties to be able to come together with
and make the market available to folks who hadn't been available to before.
Aren't we in the neatest area, though, to have UTTSU Extension work together with MTSU, the local university, to work together with county government?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many other places have the luxury of being right there between all?
Mm-hmm. Why not use all the resources you can?
So. Right. Well, that's going to be neat. I'm sure we'll spend some time talking about that when we get closer and get some details. And we want folks to remember the extended season, 2 until 5, starting this Sunday through the Sunday before Christmas, which is the 18th. Very good. Janie, anything else?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us.
Very good.
Thank you, Brian.
Good to say. I guess, is it too early to say Merry Christmas? It kind of seems
Happy
weird.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Very good. All right. Janie Becker and Rebecca Norman joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. A break. We'll return in just a moment.